The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We'll begin with this one from First for Women. 6 Delicious GI Soothers Outsmart Tummy Troubles Fast with These Tasty Superfoods. First up, bananas. Eliminating belly bloat. Whether sliced into pancakes, blended into a smoothie, or enjoyed plain, eating 2 bananas a day reduces bloat and boosts levels of good gut bacteria, say researchers in Greece. How? Turns out bananas contain enzymes that break down bloat, causing complex carbohydrates into smaller, easier-to-absorb pieces. Next, molasses relieves constipation. The caramel-like syrup works as effectively as the key ingredient in many over-the-counter laxatives to outsmart constipation, according to research published in the Journal of Ethnopharmacology. That's because the magnesium in molasses pulls water into the intestines, softening stool so it's easier to pass. Enjoying just 1 tablespoon of the sweetener right off the spoon or by adding it to a bedtime snack can bring relief by morning. Cardamom quashes abdominal pain. If a rich meal triggers a stomach ache, chewing a few cardamom seeds instantly eases abdominal pain, say scientists in the Indian Journal of Medical Research. The spice's volatile compounds speed digestion to stop pain-triggering bloat and gas. Ginger extinguishes heartburn. For a natural way to keep acid reflux at bay, reach for a warm mug of ginger tea. Scientists in India found that ginger is up to 8 times more potent than proton pump inhibitors, also known as PPIs, at relieving reflux symptoms like heartburn. They credit ginger's phenolic compounds with keeping reflux-triggered stomach acid in the stomach, where it belongs. Peppermint calms bouts of nausea. Next time you're feeling queasy, reach for a peppermint. A study in the journal Nursing found that the herb's minty fresh scent eased nausea for 79% of subjects within 2 minutes. Peppermint is a natural antispasmodic, quelling queasiness by relaxing tense muscles, tense stomach muscles that can cause upset. And sweet potatoes, they fight diarrhea germs. If you struggle with loose stools, enjoying 1 sweet potato a week can reduce your risk of diarrhea by more than 40%, plus bring fast relief if it does strike, say investigators at the International Food Policy Research Institute. Sweet potatoes contain beta-carotene, which your body converts to vitamin A, a vitamin used by cells in the gut lining to form a barrier against invading germs that can trigger diarrhea. From Real Simple, nerding out what dreams are made of, a surreal simple look at your brain's nightly shenanigans. Maybe you don't remember your dreams, or maybe you wake up with a sense that you've dreamed but can't recall the content. That's called having a white dream. Regardless, virtually all humans, and possibly animals, birds, fish, and insects too, enter a strange, hallucinatory world while asleep. Dreams occur throughout the night, but the longest and most bizarre happen during the REM cycle. Let's peek at what's going on. Still body, wild mind. Your body is almost totally paralyzed during REM sleep to prevent you from acting out your dreams. The only part of you that moves is your eyes, which dart quickly left and right. REM stands for rapid eye movement. Meanwhile, the emotional regions of your brain are even more fired up than they are during waking life. And the prefrontal cortex, the part that controls logic, goes quiet. Despite what dream dictionaries say, there's no symbolic code behind your nightly visions. Dreams of being chased are the most common, but the precise meaning is unique to everyone. They do serve critical functions, though, according to the modern field of dream science. One theory, they're overnight therapy. Your dreams likely relate to an emotional concern, and during REM, your brain doesn't produce the stress hormone noradrenaline, which means you can work through feelings in a safe space. Another theory, they help you process the world more creatively. Freed from the rational constraints of the prefrontal cortex, your brain can draw kooky connections between your current life and distant memories. Why you dream about high school when you have a work project due, say, to gain insights. Modern technology is helping dream research advance in, well, kind of creepy ways. Through MRI scans, scientists in Japan were able to roughly read people's dreams. By observing which areas of the brain lit up, they described with 60% accuracy what people were seeing in their sleep. Scientists are also enlisting lucid dreamers, people who are aware they're asleep, to help them get a view from within. While these dreamers are in control of themselves, they can't usually steer the plot, setting, and especially people in their dreams. In one experiment, lucid dreamers asked characters they met to solve basic math problems, and most struggled to do so or just refused. One started to cry. The takeaway? The dream world remains as mysterious and unpredictable as the real one. And math is hard. From First for Women, 7 Books We're Loving Now. First, a piece of women's fiction called After Annie by Anna Quindlen, Quindlen. I knew going in that this would be a tearjerker, but sometimes we all need a good cry, says Patty Bontico, First's executive editor. The book begins with Annie's sudden death, leaving behind her husband Bill, her 4 young kids, and her best friend Anna Marie. Told from the points of view of Bill, Anna Marie, and Allie, Annie's 13-year-old daughter, we see how clearly Annie was the center of their world and how big a loss this was. Next, a piece of fiction called Welcome Home, Caroline Klein by Courtney Preiss, Preiss. This shimmering debut novel follows newly single and jobless Caroline Klein. Her father, Leo, asks her to move back to New Jersey while he recovers from an injury, but he doesn't need a caretaker. Leo needs Caroline to replace him in his local men's softball league. Now she has to step up to bat in more ways than one. A family saga called The House of Plain Truth by Donna Hemans, H-E-M-A-N-S. Shocking moments and complex family dynamics combine in this novel inspired by the author's real life. After receiving heartbreaking news about her father, Pearline flees Brooklyn for her childhood home in Jamaica. But when she arrives, Pearline is met with family tension, and then her father's dying wish to repair their long-broken family legacy and find a sister and 2 brothers no one has seen in more than 50 years. Told in dual timelines from modern-day Brooklyn and Montego Bay to 1930s Havana, Pearline must figure out how much she is willing to risk for her family before it's too late. A mystery called The Antique Hunter's Guide to Murder by C.L. Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. Antique hunter Freya Lockwood's former mentor, Arthur Crockelford, is found dead just days after reaching out to her for the first time in years. Now Freya finds herself thrust into a world where one precious object may be the key to revealing a shocking truth. A romance novel from Lukov with Love by Mariana Zapata, Zapata. Ice skater Jasmine Santos is asked to do a partner skate alongside her mortal enemy, the famed Ivan Lukov. As the pair spends more time together, Jasmine realizes she may need to reconsider everything she thought she knew about Ivan. A thriller called The Fortune Seller by Rachel Kapelke Dale, Kapelke-Dale. Rosie McAllister has worked hard to fit in with her rich friends on the Yale equestrian team. So when mysterious tarot reader and excellent writer Annalise Tattinger joins the squad, tensions rise among the teammates. But it isn't until Rosie's first job at a hedge fund that she uncovers Annalise's true identity. And a cozy mystery called The Garden Plot by Marty Wingate, W-I-N-G-A-T-E. Prunella Park decides on a whim to pick up her life in the U.S. and become a gardener for the English home of the wealthy Vernona Wilson. While digging and prepping the grounds, she unearths a body and an ancient Roman mosaic. From Real Simple, Best Practices, what's your sleep style? Do you starfish in the middle of the bed? Spoon a pillow? Plant yourself face down? Certain positions may help with some health issues. Here, the potential benefits of each. On your back, you can reduce lower back, shoulder, and neck pain. This position helps keep the back and neck in alignment, says Devin Burke, author of The Sleep Advantage. For more back pain relief, try placing a pillow under your knees. May soothe dry eyes. Lying on your back means less pressure on the glands that help make tears and could help prevent wrinkles. This is more of a vanity issue, but still, when we lie on our backs, our skin is smooth. Side and stomach sleeping can cause compression that may lead to wrinkles. On your side, well, that may improve sleep apnea. Side sleeping helps keep your airways open for easier breathing. Back sleeping causes the upper airway muscles to relax, restricting oxygen and worsening obstructive sleep apnea, says Abhinav Singh, MD, director of the Indiana Sleep Center and a medical review expert for sleepfoundation.org. Side sleeping can ease digestive issues and heartburn. According to the American Journal of Gastroenterology, lying on your left may clear excess stomach acid more effectively and could possibly prevent Alzheimer's. Though more research is needed, a 2015 study indicates that side sleeping may most effectively remove waste from the brain, which contributes to Alzheimer's disease. And on your stomach, there's good news and bad. Stomach sleeping can reduce snoring and some apnea, but it can also cause neck and back strain. First for women, 10 brilliant uses for sugar. 1. Stop annoying hiccups fast. The next time you're saddled with a long-lasting case of the hiccups, try sprinkling a bit of sugar on the very back of your tongue. The sweet granules stimulate the vagus nerve in your throat, which is causing the hiccups, ending the spasms in a flash. Problem solved. 2. Easily clean a litter box. Fluffy keeps ripping holes in the plastic liner in the litter box, causing her pee to accumulate in the pan itself. The result? A wet mess that's hard to clean. To avoid this, sprinkle sugar in the box before adding a new liner. The sugar will soak up any dampness that seeps through the liner. Note, the litter will mask the sugar's scent, so it won't attract ants. 3. Extend the life of flowers. Few things make you smile quite like a vase filled with fresh garden blooms. The problem? They always die so quickly. To help the flowers last longer, add 1 tablespoon of sugar and 1 tablespoon of vinegar to the vase before adding flowers. The sucrose content in the sugar provides nourishment for the blooms, while the vinegar kills bacteria that could cause them to become faded and wilt. 4. Pest-proof a picnic lunch. Flies can quickly ruin the vibe of a backyard picnic. The fix? Mix 3/4 cup of sugar, 2 cups of milk, and 1 ounce of ground pepper in a small saucepan. Let it simmer 10 minutes, pour into several shallow bowls, and place around your yard. The aroma of the milk and pepper will attract flies to the glue-like mixture created by the sugar and trap them for a fly-free gathering. 5. Fade sunspots for pennies. No need to splurge on pricey remedies to lighten sunspots on your face. Instead, just add a 1/2 teaspoon of sugar to a bowl filled with the juice of 1/2 lemon. Apply the mix to spots using a cotton ball. Leave on for 2 to 3 minutes, then rinse. The slightly abrasive sugar whisks away discolored skin, while lemon's natural bleaching agents help fade the spots. Fight infections from cuts. While cutting up vegetables for your homemade soup, you accidentally nicked your finger with the knife. To help the wound heal fast, sprinkle some sugar on it. Then cover it up with a bandage. Sugar's absorbent granules will soak up the moisture that allows bacteria to thrive. This not only helps the cut heal faster, but it also reduces any pain. 7. Guarantee Stay Put Lip Color. Apply lipstick as usual and dab a bit of sugar onto the lips. Let sit 2 minutes, then lick it off. Sugar soaks up excess moisture, so the lipstick's dry color pigment sticks to your lips better and longer. You'll look flawless for hours. 8. Erase stuck-on grass stains. If tending to your garden has left your clothes covered in green spots, enlist the help of sugar. Simply place 1/2 cup of sugar in a bowl and stir in just enough water to make a paste. Apply to the stains and let sit for 30 minutes before laundering as usual. Sugar's enzymes will break down the chlorophyll pigment in the grass so the stains can come off easily in the wash. 9. Soothe a tongue burn. Ouch! You eagerly sipped your morning cup of joe before it had a chance to cool down and ended up burning the tip of your tongue. The save? Suck on a sugar cube or put a little white sugar on the burn spot. As the sugar dissolves, the natural sweetness helps distract your mind from the discomfort of the burn, so you'll feel relief almost instantly. And 10. Lift dried on paint off your hands. The chemical-free way to clean paint from your hands. Pour sugar into each palm. Then scrub your hands as usual with soap and warm water. The abrasive sugar granules will help scrape off any stubborn pigment on the skin, so it rinses off with ease. From First for Women, proof humor helps caregivers cope. When we're overwhelmed, having a good laugh isn't exactly top of mind. But research shows that finding glimmers of levity, even at the toughest times, can boost resilience, decrease anxiety, and bring us closer to those we're caring for. Unlike other stress-relieving strategies like hitting the gym, humor doesn't take energy or effort, which is why it's a beautiful coping mechanism, says Allison J. Applebaum, Ph.D., founding director of the Caregivers Clinic at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. While it may sound counterintuitive, one of the best ways to reap the benefits of funny bone medicine is through dark humor. Caregivers have told me it tends to soften the ick feeling when they're doing unpleasant tasks, says Applebaum. For example, my dad and I found ourselves laughing when I had to change his diaper. We laughed at the absurdity of doing something that felt out of the natural order of life. To invite healing humor into your life, she suggests being very intentional. Make it a point to ask friends to send you funny memes or videos regularly as your responsibilities mount. Humor doesn't negate suffering, but it can help us connect with others, finding meaning, and see each precious moment. From Real Simple, tips to use every last bit. Turn your scraps into liquid gold. Vegetable stock. As the creator of the popular Substack newsletter, The Department of Salad, Emily Nunn basically has a nonstop conveyor belt of fresh produce coming into her house for recipe development. That means copious amounts of peels, stems, and unchoppable nubs. But she doesn't trash those bits. I keep a large zip-top bag in the freezer, and any time I make a dish with veggies, herbs, or garlic, I toss the scraps into the bag. This also works with veggies that are on their way to Spoil Town. Add them to the scrap bag. Then, when she has time, she'll make stock. What to include? Celery, carrots, and onions, or shallots for sure. Anything from the list. From this list, beets in small quantities, beet greens, corn cobs, fennel, garlic, sliced ginger, green beans, herbs, mushrooms, parmesan rinds, parsnips, peppercorns, squash, tomatoes, and turnips. How to make it? Add the contents of your bag to a pot and cover with water by an inch. Bring to a boil, then reduce heat and simmer, stirring occasionally, for 15 minutes. Taste. Any bitterness is a sign to stop cooking. Otherwise, keep cooking until vegetables are soft, about 15 minutes. Strain stock through a fine mesh strainer. Discard solids. Let cool for 30 minutes. Cooled stock can hang in the fridge in airtight containers for up to 7 days, or in the freezer for months. Use it to make soups, add flavor to rice, and more. Tip number two, don't be so quick to rinse out those quote-unquote empty jars. Pickled vegetables. Use that extra brine from pickled vegetables to marinate pork or chicken. You can shake martinis in the empty jar for added bite, says Roya Shariat, co-author of Maman and Me, a cookbook of Iranian-American recipes. I'll spell her last name, Shariat. Peanut butter. Make overnight oats in the jar, or layer in yogurt, granola, and fruit for a parfait. You can also go savory and shake up soy sauce, sesame oil, vinegar, and a bit of sugar. Then top noodles or salads. Sun-dried tomatoes and artichokes. Make salad dressing with the leftover oil, suggests Natalie Guisinger, Real Simple's assistant designer. Combine it all right in the jar. And mayonnaise. Add a squeeze of lemon or lime, a dash of hot sauce, and salt and pepper. Shake and drizzle on tacos or roasted veggies. And tip number three, empty that doggy bag. You can put a fried egg on anything and make it breakfast, and that's especially true with restaurant leftovers, notes Tara Cox, our managing editor. From First for Women, plant-based, no waste, 15-minute lemon pepper Alfredo. So active time is 15 minutes, total time is 30, and it serves 4 to 6. A creamy, dairy-free pasta that's made in 15 minutes flat? Yes, thanks to the superpowers of hummus. Seriously, what can't chickpeas do? So here's what you need. 1 pound whole wheat fettuccine, 1 shallot finely chopped, 1 garlic clove minced, 1 to 2 tablespoons water for sautéing, 1 cup of hummus, the juice of 1 large lemon, 1 teaspoon lemon zest, 8 to 10 slices vegan bacon, optional, half cup fresh parsley, and 1 teaspoon ground black pepper. Bring a large pot of salted water to a boil. Cook pasta according to package directions, reserving at least 1 cup of the pasta water before draining. In a large skillet over medium heat, combine shallot, garlic, and fresh water. Sauté until fragrant about 2 minutes. Add hummus, lemon juice, and zest, and a half cup of pasta water to the pan. Stir in until a creamy sauce is formed, adding remaining pasta water 1 tablespoon at a time until sauce reaches desired consistency. Transfer cooked pasta to the pan. Toss until coated. Sprinkle with the bacon-ish bits, if desired, plus parsley and black pepper. and serve immediately. From First for Women, steak and beet salad, active time 25 minutes, total time 35, and this serves 4. Its Dijon herb dressing adds a zingy note to steak and tender greens. So here's what we need. 8 ounces of asparagus, trimmed. 1/3 of a cup olive oil. 2 tablespoons balsamic vinegar. 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard. 1/4 teaspoon dried rosemary. 1 pound boneless sirloin steak, about 1 inch thick. 6 cups baby mixed greens, 1 8.8 ounce package of cooked beets, drained, cut into wedges, and 1/2 cup crumpled feta cheese, about 2 ounces. Bring a large pot of water to a boil, add the asparagus, cook until crisp tender, 1 to 2 minutes. Drain, rinse under water until cool, pat dry, cut into 2-inch pieces. In a bowl, whisk oil, vinegar, mustard, rosemary, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Reserve. Rub steak with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Coat a nonstick skillet with cooking spray. Heat over medium high. Add steak. Cook, flipping once, 4 to 5 minutes per side. Let rest 10 minutes, then slice. Divide greens, beets, and asparagus among 4 plates. Top with feta, with steak, feta, and dressing. From First for Women, help. Are there less expensive protein sources? Choosing plant-based proteins over meat is good for your body and budget. A study in JAMA Network Open found it can save you more than $500 a year, while research in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that women who ate a diet rich in plant proteins were 46% more likely to be healthy into their golden years than those who don't. Some to try? Legumes like black beans, chickpeas, and lentils have 16 grams of protein per cup. Quinoa has 10 grams per cup, and 1 ounce of pumpkin seeds has nearly 9 grams, compared to the 6 grams in one egg and 22 grams in a serving of beef. Which foods fight rosacea? A survey from the National Rosacea Society found that dietary tweaks reduce flare-ups for 95% of respondents, and it's not just eliminating spicy food, wine, and other fare known to trigger rosacea, although doing so can help. But research published in the journal Frontiers in Nutrition found that people who followed a Mediterranean diet, think whole grains, veggies, fruits, and good fats like avocado, experienced significantly fewer rosacea flares than those who didn't eat this way. That's because the diet lowers systemic inflammation, which is believed to be a root cause of the condition. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Please be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.